Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings. Thank you for your helps you have sent into our lives. Thank you for great things you have done. Thank you for greater things you will do. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for making all things work together for our good. Thank you for your mighty hand that is enforcing your will to happen in our lives and situations. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for the battles we couldn't fight with our strength, that you stepped in and fight for us and give us victories. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for the miracles you have done in our lives, even in our body system. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for turning around our lives and situations to reveal the greatness of your power. Blessed be your holy name. We thank you for this Healing Streams program we have been doing for some time now. We thank you, Lord, for how you have, through this program, delivered many people, healed many people, saved many people, revived many people, blessed many people, edify many people, transform many people. Thank you for all these things you have done. We cannot thank you enough. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that as we would be having this meeting, this program again this morning, Lord, show us mercy. We cannot do without you. We will always need you. We will always need your help. Lord, show us mercy again this morning. Touch us from heaven. Hear us from heaven. And help us from heaven. Glorify yourself in this place. Glorify your power in this place. Glorify your name in this place. And have your way. Thank you, Father. For we know you will do beyond our expectations. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. And we're going to do a short teaching, and after that we would go into prayers. And I know that even before we go into prayers, I know the Lord will touch you, because the Lord is here already, and your life will not remain the same in Jesus' name. Yeah, so this morning I will be talking on a topic that says holiness is healing. Yeah, the title of my topic is holiness is healing. That is, holiness is equal to healing. To have holiness is also to have healing and health from God. To be holy is equal to being healed by God. Holiness is healing. Holiness is health. Yeah. So that is what we'll be looking at this morning. Let us read from Exodus. Exodus 15 verse 26. Exodus 15 verse 26. Exodus 15, 26. And said, If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and wilt do that which is right in his sight, and wilt give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians. For I am the Lord that healeth thee. Yeah. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. So God is saying here, he said, if you will diligently hearken to his voice, God is saying that if you will do what is right in his sight. And then he's saying, if you will give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes, God said, I will put none of these diseases, all the diseases that you know, all the diseases that you have read in a book, all the diseases that doctors talk about, all the diseases, sicknesses that is killing people, God is saying, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Now, if you look at that word healeth, is a present continuous verb. Yeah, the word healeth in this passage said, I am the Lord that healeth thee. Is equal to I am the Lord that heals thee. That is H-E-A-L-S. So that kind of verb is a present continuous verb. That is, God is saying, I am the Lord that always heal you. So healing is something that happens all the time. So healing is a continuous operation of God in our spirits and souls and bodies. So healing is not a one-time, healing is not a one-time blessing from God. It's a continuous blessing from God. And many times we don't even know when it is happening. Yeah, because right now, as you are looking at me, as you are seated or whatever you are doing right now, there are a lot of cells in your body that is dying. As I'm talking right now, a lot of cells are dying and new cells are forming in your body system. So you can go and study about it. Yeah, every time you urinate, you pass out dead cells. yeah, every time you sweat, you release dead cells. So a lot of cells are dying, even in your body as I'm talking right now, naturally, and new cells are forming. Yeah. The people that have cancer, what the problem they have is that when these new cells keep forming, they now, they become too many. The thing that is controlling the number of cells that should form, that thing is faulty. So the cells now overgrow. Yeah, the new cells that is supposed to replace the dead or the dying cells, they now overgrow beyond the normal amount or the normal number. Then that is how those people have cancer, because of excessive growth of cells or excessive production of new cells. Yeah, so every human being on earth, in every second, every minute, there is cells in your body that is dying, and there are new cells that are forming. So this is a phenomenon that is true to your body naturally. Yeah. So now, if that is going on in our bodies naturally, then supernaturally there is another thing that is going on inside the bodies of Christians, those that trust God, those that believe in God, those that live lives that pleases God. There is healing going on every hour. So the healing that comes from God, I'm not talking of the one that you get from doctors, the one you get through drugs. The healing that comes from God is not a one-time blessing. It's a continuous thing. Yeah, so he said, I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am the Lord that heals you. So God is always healing us. Always healing us. So his power is always destroying diseases that your immune system cannot destroy. Because there is immune system in us naturally that fights diseases. But there are diseases that immune system cannot destroy. In fact, there are demons that comes in form of sickness. And your immune system cannot destroy demons. So there is power that is working in every Christian, making them receive healing every day, every hour, as they live lives that pleases God. So here God said, number one, if you diligently hearken to his voice, number two, if you do that which is right in his sight. Number three, if you give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes. Then he said, you will not put disease on you. And he said, you will continually be healed by him. That is beautiful. I love that. Yeah. To continually be healed by God. So it means I don't have to depend on drugs. It means I don't have to depend on doctors. Because God is working in me to heal me continuously. Non-stop. I have non-stop healing streams inside of me that does not stop healing me. What a wonderful thing from God we have received. Yeah. So now we're going to look at 4 points before we pray. Yeah. Point number one is sin is the cause of sicknesses, diseases, and death. Sin is the cause of sicknesses, diseases, and death. Yeah. So don't let anyone deceive you. The cause of sicknesses, diseases, and death is sin. Sin is the cause of sicknesses, all sicknesses, all diseases, and of course, all death. Yeah. So, let us read from Genesis chapter 2. Genesis chapter 2, verse 16 to 17. Genesis 2, 16 to 17. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die. For in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die. And we know the end of the story. The wife of Adam believed the words of the serpent. She believed the words of devil, and she ate the fruit, and she also gave her husband Adam to eat from the fruit. So that was disobedience to the commandment of God. God said, "Don't eat, don't eat from this tree that is in the midst of the garden. The day you eat from the tree is the day you die." So the day Adam and Eve ate from that tree, that was the day they died. Yeah, and that was the day sicknesses and diseases and death entered into the world. Yeah, because we were not created to die from the beginning. Man wasn't created to die from the beginning, because in the garden also was the tree of life, which was going to make man live forever. So man wasn't created to die from the beginning. So what brought death is sin. Yeah, even though Satan deceived them to feel like they will not die, but they actually died. Yeah, even though they lived a long time before they died, but they eventually died. Whereas God doesn't want us to die at all. Yeah, He didn't create man to die in the first place. So sicknesses and diseases and weaknesses and infirmities, they are agents of death. So human beings are falling sick because death is working in our bodies. We fall sick, or we sick, because death is working in our bodies. Yeah. Our bodies have been caused and judged to die because of what Adam and Eve did in the Garden of Eden. So we were caused with death. And because we were caused with death, that is why we get weak after doing some activities, some stressful things. We get weak. Even after standing for so long, you get weak. After sitting down for so long, you get weak. One thing you do, this small thing, you get weak. You do that one, you get weak. Yeah. So the reason why we get weak is because death is working in our bodies. There is a cause of death that is working inside of us. That is why we get weak. In fact, that is why we sick, and that is why we get diseases. Yeah. And that is why we die eventually, because death is working in us. That is why we get old, and then you begin to have a white hair on your head, and then before you know it, maybe you reach 100 years, 120 years, and then you start putting your house in order. You start telling your children, please give me a befitting burial, because I will soon die. Yeah, the reason why we die is because death is working in us. So for every newborn child that has been born into this world, they have inherited death from Adam. From the day a child is born into the world, that child has inherited death from Adam. So which means that child will die eventually. Yeah, after some years, maybe 100 years, maybe 90 years, maybe 120 years, the person will die eventually. So why? The reason why we die, the reason why we get weak, the reason why, of course, some people will say you fall sick because you are not eating properly, which is good. Which is true, because you don't have hygiene. You don't follow proper hygiene. That is also true, but that is not the real cause. That is not the real cause of sicknesses and diseases and death. The real cause of sicknesses and diseases and death is sin, is disobedience. Now, you as an intelligent being, I know every one of you listening to me and watching me right now, you are a very intelligent person and you are smart. So now you can just reason it from your mind and tell yourself, if sin is the cause of death, sicknesses and diseases, now what will happen if sin is taken away? Ask yourself, if sin is the cause of death, sicknesses, and diseases, according to the scriptures, then what will happen if sin is taken away? If sin is taken away from your spirit, if sin is taken away from your soul, if sin is taken away from your body, then what will happen to you? You know what will happen. It means sickness will disappear, disease will disappear, and death will disappear. Yeah, that is what it means. It's so logical. Yeah, it's a logical thing. Sin caused this, and then you remove sin. That thing that sin caused, or that thing that sin is causing, it will disappear. Yeah, that is the truth. Yeah, that is the truth. So don't let anyone deceive you. You must live a holy life to enjoy the fullness of divine healing and health from God. You know, Jesus healed that man, that lame man, who have been paralyzed for, I think, 38 years. Jesus healed him. And then later, after Jesus had healed him, Jesus went back to meet him in the temple. And Jesus told him that, if you don't stop sinning, something worse will happen to you. Yeah, Jesus told the man that you have to stop sinning so that something worse, though I have healed you of your paralysis of 38 years, Jesus told him that you must stop sinning. Otherwise, something worse than what you experienced for 38 years will happen to you. Yeah. So let us not deceive ourselves. Don't let any pastor or prophet deceive you. Yeah. Freedom from sin is equal to eternal enjoyment of healing and health. When you are free from sin, then you enjoy full package of God's healing and health. Praise the Lord. So let's move to point number two. Point number two. Don't forget, point number one says, sin is the cause of sicknesses, diseases, and death. Now, point number two is, and of course, the Bible verses for point number one is Genesis chapter 2, verse 16 to 17. Now, point number two is the same power that removes sin produces healing. The same power that removes sin produces healing. The same power that takes away sin gives healing. It is the same power. Anything that is able to remove sin is also the giver of healing. Go and read your Bible. Of course, we're going to read some verses here. Anything that is able to take away sin also gives healing. So it is the same power that removes sin that also gives healing. Now let us look at Luke chapter 5, verse 20 to 24. Luke chapter 5, 20 to 24. Yeah, the reason why I'm taking time to read these scriptures is because many Christians don't really take time to read the Bible. Yeah, on their own. Not many Christians do that. Otherwise, I could have just tell you what happened in this passage and move on. But I'm going to read it. Luke chapter 5, verse 20 to 24. And when he saw their faith, he said unto him, Man, thy sins are forgiven thee. And the scribes and the Pharisees began to reason, saying, Who is this which speaketh blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God alone? But when Jesus perceived their thoughts, he answering said unto them, What reason ye in your hearts? Whether it's easier to say, Thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, Rise up and walk? Verse 24, But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power upon earth to forgive sin, to forgive sins, he said unto the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee, arise, and take up thy couch, and go into thy house. And of course, you know what happened in verse 25. Immediately the man rose up, and took up the couch, and he began to go to his house, glorifying God. Yeah. In this passage, the Pharisees, they were like, this is a blasphemy. How can you tell someone that your sins are forgiven? Who are you to forgive sins? Yeah, but Jesus said, I'm going to show you that I have the power on earth to forgive sins. And how did Jesus show them that he has the power to forgive sins? He said, Arise, pick up your bed, and walk. So what's the connection between arise, pick up your bed, and walk, and your sins are forgiven? So in that passage, Jesus is showing them that forgiveness of sins is equal to experiencing divine healing. Yeah, Jesus is showing them here that people get healed because their sins have been forgiven. That is why people get healed by the power of God. So for everyone that gets healed, the first thing the Lord does is to wash them in His blood. Anybody that is going to receive healing from God, or that eventually received divine healing from God, the first thing that happens to them is forgiveness. Even if the preacher that prayed for them did not talk about forgiveness, even if the preacher that prayed for them or the believer that prayed for such person did not talk about being washed in the blood, or did not talk about repentance, and did not talk about forgiveness, forgiveness always happens before people receive healing. Forgiveness always happens first. The blood of Jesus has to wash those people first before they will be healed. So Jesus was showing in this passage, Luke chapter 5, verse 20 to 24, he was showing that it is the same to forgive sins and to heal people. So which means that removing sins from people eventually leads to their healing. When you remove sin from people, what happens next is healing. Yeah. Also in Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5. Isaiah 53, verse 5. I want us to read it very fast. Isaiah 53, verse 5. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Yeah, I want you to look at this verse very well. It says, with his stripes we are healed. Now look at that stripes. You can isolate the word stripes. The stripes was actually what gave Jesus wound. Or maybe I should say, the stripes Jesus received was one of the things that gave Jesus wounds. The stripes he received. Now, and the Bible said here that the wound of Jesus was meant for our transgressions, for our sins to be taken away. So Jesus was wounded so that our sins can be taken away. He was bruised so that our iniquities shall be taken away. So the wounds that Jesus got when he was crucified on the tree, on the cross, those wounds, those stripes, they were to take care of both our transgressions, our iniquities, and our sicknesses. Because it says with his stripes we were healed. So the stripes was also part of the wounds. Yeah, because when they gave Jesus stripes, the kind of stripes they gave Jesus was those stripes that in those days the Roman soldiers, they have this rope, and inside that rope are very sharp blades. So they have lined up sharp blades inside the rope they used to beat Jesus. There were sharp blades inside that rope. So every time they give him one stripe, pow! And they draw that that rope on his skin. So those blades in the middle of the rope, they would pierce the skin of Jesus. For every stripe they gave Jesus, there was fresh wounds that was appearing on his body, on his skin. Yeah, for every stripe Jesus received was fresh wound, and blood was coming out. Yeah, so the Bible said here that he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities, and with his stripes we are healed. So both the stripes and the wound and the bruise, they are the same. The stripes, the wound, the bruise, they are the same. Yeah, and then it says that stripes is going to deal with our sins. So it means the same wound that takes away sin is also the same wound that the Bible said gives us healing. It said with his stripes, that is with his wounds, we are healed. So with his wounds, we were forgiven. I don't know if you are getting something here. Oh, praise the Lord. Yeah. There's network network issue on my other line. I pray it is fixed. Let us continue. The same wounds praise the Lord. The same wounds that the Bible said was to take away our transgressions, our sins, our iniquities, is now the same wound that is also going to give us healing. The same wound, I don't know if you are getting the point, the same wound is dealing with our sins. And the blood that came out of that wound is dealing with all our sins. And also the same wound, the stripes, the Bible says with his stripes we are healed. So the same stripes, the same wound is also dealing with our sicknesses. So you can see now that it is the same power that takes away sin that also gives healing. Yeah, so which means that if you take seriously living a holy life, living a life that pleases God, if you take it seriously, you will not fall sick. And in fact, if you are sick, you will be healed very fast. Yeah, because for those that live a repentant life, people that they always repent of their sins and turn away from their sins, the blood of Jesus is always working in their lives. Every time you repent, God has to use the blood of Jesus to wash away your sins. If you repent again, the blood of Jesus washes away your sins. So as the blood of Jesus is washing away your sins every time you repent, in the same moment, he's taking away your sicknesses at the same time. Yeah, in the same moment. is taking away your sicknesses at the same time. So that is why some people even get healed while preaching is going on, even before they were being prayed for. While preaching like this is going on, preaching about repentance, salvation, forgiveness, loving God, pleasing God, while such preaching is going on, loving people, forgiving other people that you have refused to forgive, while preaching like this is going on. So people just, by just hearing such preaching and by them repenting in their heart, they just get healed instantly. Yeah, praise the Lord. Now let's look at, we have two more points. The third point says, holiness activates health covenant of God. Holiness activates health covenant of God. So there's a covenant of health that we have in God. There's a covenant of health that we have in Christ. So holiness activates that covenant. That is the commitment of God to ensure that you are healed and that you don't die untimely. Holiness activates that commitment of God to you as a believer, to you as a child of God. So holiness activates health covenant of God. In Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 14 to 15, Deuteronomy 7, 14 to 15, Deuteronomy chapter 7, 14 to 15, it says, thou shalt be blessed above all people. There shall not be male or female barren among you or among your cattle. Verse 15, and the Lord will take away from thee all sickness, and will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt, which thou knowest, upon thee, but will lay them upon all them that hate thee. So, and, this is a covenant God made with his people. Yeah, and it is holiness that activates this covenant. So we have to pursue after holiness. You have to pursue after holiness. Yeah, you have to pursue after it. That is how you will enjoy health. Now, health is greater than healing. Health is a state where you don't fall sick anymore. And God is able to give you health if you pursue after complete holiness, not partial holiness, complete holiness. If you pursue after complete holiness, you will surely have health from God, perfect health from God. That is, you will not fall sick anymore. You start pursuing holiness, and you will see the difference. You just start, and you will come and tell me that from the moment you started, you start experiencing perfect health. You just start. And you will see the miracle of divine health. You just begin to pursue holiness. Everything that is sin, begin to run away from them. Begin to deny everything that is sinful, polluted, unclean, unrighteous, ungodly. Everything that is contrary to God's will. Everything that the Bible teaches against. You begin to avoid those things and see if you will not enjoy health. you will automatically begin to enjoy divine health. I tell you the truth. You tried. Yeah. Make sure that you're always pure and clean in your heart. Make sure that you are fully obedient to the voice of the Holy Spirit. Make sure that you do the will of God all the time and see if you will not enjoy health. Yeah, I'm not talking theory. I'm talking practical thing. Amen. Now the last point says, you can be holy. Don't be deceived. You can be holy. Don't be deceived. Yeah, some people will say that it's not possible to be holy. Nobody can be perfect. Nobody can live a life that is sin-free. Nobody can be pure before God. That is deception. And that is unbiblical. Yeah, that is not in the Bible. It's not in the Bible that you cannot be perfect. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 48, it says, be ye perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect. So it is not biblical to believe and accept that you cannot be holy. You can be holy. So don't be deceived. There is power that makes people holy. And that power is in Jesus Christ. There is power that makes people perfect. And that power is in Jesus. And that power is real. Yeah, is real. But do you want that power? Yeah. Do you really want that power? Or you so much love your sinful lifestyle? Or you so much love the ways of this world? Yeah, for those people who really love sin, who love the ways of this world more than God, who love themselves more than God, those who love pleasing themselves, satisfying their cravings and pleasures and desires in their bodies, in their souls, more than God. Those kind of people, they don't want holiness. Yeah. But if you really want holiness and you are ready to forsake all the sins that is in this world, you are ready to forsake the sinful desires and passions and pleasures in your body, in yourself, there is power in Christ Jesus that makes people holy. And that power is real. I mean, I'm repeating it again. That power is very real. Very real. If you really will repent 100%, if you will genuinely repent and say, God, I want holiness, He will give you that power. By human strength, you cannot overcome the power of sin. Yeah, people have tried it, but it did not work. By your own human strength, you can't overcome the power of sin. But by the power of Jesus, you can overcome sin and live holy. Yeah, if you look at 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 15 to 16, which is the last scripture we'll look at before we pray, 1 Peter chapter 1, 15 to 16, 1 Peter 1, 15 to 16, but as He which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. that with all manner of conversation means in all your doings, in all your daily lifestyle, daily living, be ye holy. Then verse 16 says, I'm reading 1 Peter chapter 1. Verse 16 says, but because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. So some people will say, all these things about be holy, is just Old Testament. I'm reading here in New Testament. Yeah. So holiness is for every believer. So you can be holy. And that power is in Jesus. It is through the power that is in the blood of Jesus, that is in the death of Jesus, and that is in the resurrection of Jesus, that we can be holy through that power. So all you need to do is to cry to God and say, God, I don't want to continue to live a life of sin. I don't want to continue to live a life that is a slave to sin. Say, God, I want to have dominion over sin. Give me the power. I want to rule over sin. Give me the power. Yeah, this is not religion. It's not about, in my church, they say if you dress like this, if you do this. Of course, dressing is part of holiness. But the power is not in the dressing. Yeah, there are many things that some people do that is not holiness. Even though when you are holy, you have to dress. You have to dress properly when you are holy. But the dressing is not the holiness. Of course, when you are holy, you have to stop putting worldly things on your body. When you are holy, you have to cut off every worldly things. Stop putting worldly things on yourself, all those artificial beauty, you have to stop them. Yeah, when you are holy, you have to do that. But the power is not in that. So where the power is in Jesus. The power to make people holy is not in religion. It is in Jesus. It's not in religious activities. It is in Jesus. In fact, it is not in any other name but in Jesus. So the question is, do you want this power? Will you seek God for this power? So if you can seek God for that power, then you will manifest holiness from the inside. You will not be like Pharisees that on the outside they pretend to be holy, but inside of them they are not holy. So when you have received the power to live holy, that is when you will manifest holiness from the inside of you to the outside. Yeah. And it will be correct holiness, not pretense. Not holiness that has to do with pretending or high service. May the Lord give you that power in the name of Jesus. So we are going to be praying right now. Yeah, and as I have said that you should get your water ready, because I'll be praying on that item so that God can use it to do wonders in your life, in your body system, in your spirit, in your soul. Yeah, so I want you to pray. Close your eyes and say this prayer. You're going to say, Father, forgive me of the lifestyle of sin I have been practicing, I have been living for a long time. Yeah, you're going to mean that prayer from your heart. As you're saying it, mean it from your heart. You're going to say, Father, forgive me of every lifestyle of sin I have been practicing for a long time. Say, Lord, I repent today. I want that holiness. Lord, forgive me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, forgive me. Forgive me. Thank you, Lord. Begin to talk to God like that. Say, Father, forgive me. Me hashi jehesusela. Forgive me, Father. I believe you are talking to God. Say, Father, forgive me for the lifestyle of sin I've been practicing for a very long time up to now. Say, Father, I repent today. Forgive my sinful lifestyle. Forgive my sinful habits. Forgive my sinful ways. Forgive my sinful character. Forgive my sinful attitude. Say, Lord, I repent today. Thank you, Lord. I believe you are praying, and that you are praying it from your heart, that you really mean what you are saying. Say, Lord, I repent today. Forgive my lifestyle of sins. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. For as many of you that have prayed this prayer with a heart of repentance, a heart that is ready to stop sinning because you want holiness, I pray for you that you receive forgiveness right now. In the name of Jesus, the power of God that is in the blood of Jesus, that takes away sins, that forgives sins, let that power work now in your life. Now, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. Be cleansed by the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Amen. So now, the second prayer, you're going to pray before I'll be praying for you. The second prayer you're going to pray, you're going to say, Lord Jesus, give me the power that will make me holy in all the days of my life. Yeah, they're going to say, Lord Jesus, give me the power that will make me holy. The power that will make me to not sin anymore. Give me that power. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Lord Jesus, give me the power. Give me the power. Give me the power. The Bible told us in John chapter 1 verse 12 that for as many that have received him, he has given them power to become sons of God. He gave them power. He has given us power to become sons of God. Where is that power? Where is that power in you? Where is that power in your spirit? Where is that power in your soul? Where is that power in your body? Say, Lord Jesus, give me power. I want to see that power work in my life. The power that makes me holy. The power that will make me free from sin. The power that will make me live a pure life. Thank you, Lord. Say, Lord, give me that power. Give me that power. The power that will make me holy in all the days of my life. Say, Lord Jesus, give me that power. Thank you, Lord. The Lord is giving some people that power right now. You have been a slave to hunger. I see the Lord setting you free from hunger. You have been a slave to lust, to all kinds of lust, sexual lust, lust for money, lust for many things in this world. I see the Lord giving you power to be free from that lust. Continue to pray. Say, Lord Jesus, give me power. Yeah, you have been a deceiver. You tell lies a lot. I see the Lord giving you power to stop doing that. So, Lord Jesus, give me power to live holy for the rest of my life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. So now, I am going to be praying for you. And I want you to hold that water in your hands. Yeah, because eventually you will drink the water. And God will do wonders through it in your life. Yeah, hold the water in your hands as I pray. Father, we thank you for you are so faithful. Thank you for your mercy that is upon everyone connected to this meeting, to this program right now. Thank you, Lord, for your grace that is here. Thank you for your Holy Spirit that is here. Thank you for your dominion, your authority, your power that is here. Thank you, Jesus. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you because you have done everything that we need to be holy. You have done the sacrifice on the cross of Calvary. And then after that, you rose from the grave. You resurrected from the grave, which is another power for us to overcome the sinful nature we were born with on the day we came into this world. Lord, thank you for everything you have done to ensure that we are holy people. Thank you, Jesus. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Oh, Lord, I ask that, thank you, Lord. I ask that you stretch forth your hand and touch your people right now. Touch your people right now. For as many that are watching on Facebook and as many that are connected through the conference call platform and as many that are listening and that will listen to this program thereafter, Lord, touch every life right now. Let your mighty hand come upon everyone right now and begin to do wonders in their lives. Let there be deliverance right now. Let there be healings right now. Let there be impartation of divine health right now. In the name of Jesus, every problem that has been in your life for years, every growth in your bodies that have been there for a long time, I command it to disappear right now. In the name of Jesus, every problem inside your blood, high blood pressure, diabetes, I command that problem to come out right now. In the name of Jesus, every problem in your brain, memory loss, and then you just forget things. You forget things so quickly. I command that problem to disappear right now in the name of Jesus. Every abnormal growth of cells, which is called cancer, I command it to come out of your bodies right now in the name of Jesus. Every pain that will not stop, every pain that will not stop in your bodies, in your soul, in your spirit, I decree that you pain come out in the name of Jesus. So whatsoever has been afflicting you for a long time, or afflicting you recently, or started afflicting you recently, I decree that it ends now. In the name of Jesus, I pray that the power of God, as it is in heaven, the fire of God, as it is in heaven, take possession of the water you are holding in your hands right now, in the name of Jesus. And everywhere, everything that this water touches, there shall be manifestation of power. There shall be manifestation of healings. There shall be manifestations of deliverance. Even the dead shall come back to life when this water touches them. Anywhere that is dead in your body, any organ in your body that is dead and is no longer functioning, as this water touches them, they shall come back to life, and they shall be a brand new organ in your body, in the name of Jesus. I pray for you that the growth in your womb that is now a problem, even for you to have children, whatever they call it, whether fibroid or ovarian cyst or whatever they call that growth, I command that the growth come out in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered. Blessed be your holy name. Revival from heaven has started in your spirit, and it shall continue forever. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen.